علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Gate of Knowledge program. We are talking about the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha, the teachings of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. From the life of this dunya. Imam, on the second paragraph of this letter, the 31st letter, Imam says, from the turning away of this world from me, from the decline that I observe in this life of dunya and I'm witnessing right now or going through right now, I have learned a couple things. Number one, and very most, I would say the most important one, is that he says, well, ما يزعني عن ذكر من سواي. It has made me or prevented me from remembering anyone except myself and from thinking beyond myself. And then the mom says, but when I confine myself to my own worries, leaving the worries of others, my intelligence saved me and protected me from my desires. What happened? غيرة أني حيث تفرد بدون هموم الناس هم نفسي. Even though I really feel the sorrow and the pain of the others, I should spend some time thinking about my own pain and the remedy to my own pain. Sometimes we're so busy with others that we forget our faults, we forget the mistakes that we have made. We forget that we need muhasabah. We do muhasabah. We take the actions of others into account and we really focus on them. We forget about ourselves. And it has been said that the person or the individual who doesn't do muhasabah, who does not review his deeds and a'mal on a nightly basis, is not from us. Is not one of us. That's what we need to do constantly. If we are having haqqun nas on our burden, if we owe to the people, if there's right of people on our amal that we need to seek forgiveness or ask forgiveness from them, we need to do it momentarily. We need to do it quickly. Do not leave a gap. What if our ajal or our time to leave and depart this world comes in before we seek forgiveness from others? What would we want to do? We have been told that haqqun nas is one of the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I will not forgive because I have left this to the hands of those whose right has been altered. And then Imam says, by these facts that I see, by the decline in the life of this dunya, I have been prevented from remembering others. Let's take a quick break and come back.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Dear listeners, we're back with the Gate of Knowledge program, and we are talking about the 31st letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, فَصَدَفَنِي رَأْيِي وَصَرَفَنِي أَنْ هَوَايِ. Understanding or constantly remembering the milestone that is ahead of us, witnessing the decline of the life of this dunya, being on that bell curve from birth and then to the age of 20 to 40th, and then after that the decline towards elderly, towards becoming an elderly, Amir al-Mu'minin says, this has made me to be more attentive. It has made me to leave my desires aside and use my aql and wisdom and my intelligence. وَصَرَّحَ لِي مَهْذُ أَمْرِي. It has clarified to me my affairs and led me to seriousness. فَأَفْضَى بِي إِلَى جِدٍ لَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ لَعِبٌ. Remember how the Quran describes this dunya. He says, إِنَّ هَذَا الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ. And this dunya is nothing but a game. Everything is dunya in this dunya is a game, is not serious. It's a play that you're in. Whereas hereafter, Amir al-Mu'minin says, إِلَى دَارٍ or إِلَى جِدٍ لَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ لَعَبْ. Everything is so serious over there. There is no game, there's no play. No one has the ability to lie. No one has the ability to cheat. No one has the ability to be disloyal. You don't have ikhtiyar, you don't have control anymore. That was this dunya. It's over. Now you have to face the consequences of your actions. At dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This dunya is a farmland. The life of this world is a farmland for the hereafter. Whatever you cultivate in this dunya, you'll see the fruits of in the hereafter. You have the ikhtiyar, you have the choice or the ability to control in here. But over there, you're unable to choose the consequences. You have to accept the consequences of what you have done in the past. And same applies to the life of this dunya. Imagine if you're shooting with a gun. Once you initiate once you order the gun to shoot the bullet, then you had the ikhtiyar over doing that. But once the bullet is out towards the target, then you don't have control over it. It's going to hit the target. Inshallah, we'll continue this program after taking a quick break.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear IRB English Radio listeners, we're back with the Gate of Knowledge program. We are talking about the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha. Imam says, وَصَرَّحَ لِي مَهْذُ أَمْرِي فَأَفْضَى بِي إِلَى جِدٍ لَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ لَعِبْ. It has made me, it has clarified to me my affairs. It means it has enlightened my path. It has brightened the journey ahead. I'm not lost anymore by accepting the facts and the realities of this dunya. Sometimes, dear brothers and sisters, we see the realities of this dunya, but we don't accept it. We see the facts, we get to be convinced of what is ahead of us, but we don't want to let that to become part of our heart. We don't take it, we don't accept it. And how do we know that is the case? By our actions. Then Imam says, وَصِدْقًا to the لَا يَشُوبُهُ كَذِبٌ. And the truth which was not tarnished by falsehood. This is the hereafter, brothers and sisters. This is how we should be in this life of dunya. What does كَذْب or dishonesty do with the truth and صِدْق? It tarnishes it. It destroys the sidq. That's what the kadhb does. وَوَجَدْتُكَ بَعْذِي بَلْ وَجَدْتُكَ كُلِّي. Oh, my beloved son, I found you to be part of me. That's how every true father feels about their children. وَوَجَدْتُكَ بَعْذِي بَلْ وَجَدْتُكَ كُلِّي. No, I found you to be, I recognize you to be my entirety, my everything that I have in this dunya. That's why I'm leaving you with these advices. Inshallah, we learn from the teachings of Amir al-Mu'minin and we apply it to our daily lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه